Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. 11 and a half minutes past the hour here on this midweek Wednesday morning. Well, if anybody has anything else to say about City Council, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And I do want to say I was so happy last night, even though during the cold weather, to have a conversation with one of our longtime listeners, Sarah, who works with the transit department. Listened to Sarah, had many conversations, and I know a lot of people enjoyed listening to her takes on things over the years, longtime listener. So it was good to see her last night at the city council meeting, and we had a nice conversation in the parking lot last night. For as long as you could have a conversation in the parking lot in as cold of weather as it was last night. So it was nice to see Sarah, and if Sarah's out there this morning, hopefully she'll give us a call. 740-383-9944. But yeah, if anybody's got a comment on the city council meeting, that was pretty well it last night, to be honest with you. There really wasn't a whole lot more to it. You know, they're trying to fix the payroll issues in the city. The auditor was not there. They got into a little bit of a contretemps about that, but it wasn't anything huge. And $10,000 set aside for the new city building code department, but the idea was we don't plan to touch this, and here we are. So that's what that was last night. I don't know where it goes from here, but that's the continuing rollout. 740-383-9944. If there's anything you'd like to say about anything that would have went on last week. You know, payroll issues are enormous. I mean, if your check's not right, of course you're going to be upset, and of course you're going to have a problem with that. I just, hopefully we get to the point where it can be fixed, and hopefully we get to the point where we're all being civil with each other while we do it. And I think if we're able to do that, that's going to be a very good thing. Okay. Well, as I said, we would talk about city council. We've done that. But there were two other stories I did want to tell this morning. One kind of interesting, and one just, I think, elucidates something I've been talking about here over the last few days. Now, one of the stories yesterday was I was out about in the public, and I ran into a lady who she recognized me from doing radio shows and covering media events, and she said, "Hey, I wanted to let you know that I plan to run for county commissioner." And I said, "Oh," I said, "well, that's very, very interesting." I said, "You know, the deadline's coming quick." I said, "Have you got your stuff? Are you ready to go?" And she said, "No, I haven't yet." And I said, "Well, there's not much time left. So, you know, the Board of Elections, you better get up to the Board of Elections." And she said, "Okay." And she kind of left. And that was pretty much it. That was the whole tenor of the conversation. Didn't know really anything about her. And then, I'm going to say about an hour and a half later, she showed back up, and she just wanted to come in and say, "Here's my petition, I've got it, and I'm collecting signatures now." And then she wanted to give me her phone number and name, and if I ever needed a guest on the program, she would be happy to come on. So, that was kind of interesting. It looks like there might be another candidate in the ring here for county commissioner in Marion. Certainly a lot of enthusiasm from this person yesterday, so we'll see how that all turns out as time goes along. You know, you got to pay attention to these dates. These dates are very important when you have to have your petitions turned in and the amount of signatures you need. Now, the other story I want to tell this morning, because we've had many conversations as this week has progressed about what is news and what is not, and who is being honest and who is not. And sometimes things just happen for a reason. And yesterday, I had one of those moments. Now, the person, I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody, and they absolutely know that I am in the news business. They absolutely know that I do this show. There's no doubt about it. So, this person yesterday, we were having a political discussion. And they were talking about their political philosophies, basically. What they believed and why they believed it and so on and so forth. And somehow we got on the conversation about Marion being Republican. And just so happens, the newspaper from Monday, with Mary Ellen Withrow on the cover, just happened to be sitting on the counter. So I walked over and I just picked up the newspaper and I said, well, not all of the politicians in Marion have certainly been Republican. I said, isn't it interesting that possibly the most famous or one of the most famous politicians in Marion history obviously was a Democrat? And he made a comment in regard to her that I'm not going to repeat because it's not a pleasant comment. And I just said, well, you know, if that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel. And then he went into, and she's never said a positive thing about Trump and so on and so forth. And I said, well, no, I can't remember her ever saying a positive thing about Trump. And she probably would tell you why she doesn't have anything positive to say about Trump. And upon that comment, it kind of started to devolve our conversation. So basically, at one point, as the conversation was devolving, he made a comment that I'm not even going to repeat because I'm not trying to do what I'm about to explain here. But he just made a very stark comment about Mary Ellen. And if you put it in context, it probably, it's not good, but it's not as bad as it would sound if you heard it out of context. So, I said to him, I said, you know, I said, if I were to take a picture of you right now, and he was dressed, because it was a cold day, he was dressed, he reminded me of the ICE agents that go around. Because he was dressed all in black, he had a lot of heavy-duty clothing on because of the weather, and he had one of those hats that covered most of his head. His face obviously was exposed, but it covered most of his head, and people had commented that he looked like an ICE agent. I said, you know, if I took a picture of you right now, at your age, younger age, and being a male, and dressed the way you are, and I said, your name, if I all I would have to do is, I said, this person said this about 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and quote the part where he said a very stark thing about her, he would get a lot of backlash. There's no doubt in my mind for saying what he said. And it would not be very pleasant. Now, as I said to him, I would never do that because it's out of context. You know, did he say it? Yes. Is that him? Yes. Was he talking about Mary Ellen? Yes. But if I just tweaked it a little bit and took it out of context, then he would look very bad. And I guess that dawned on me that that's what people do a lot. You know, when we're talking about the auditor, again, as the caller said in hour number one, you know, Mayor Schertzer was no fan of Miranda McGinnis. He had issues with her. He just had a little different approach when it came to dealing with her in public. Now, that's the problem. And I guess that's the problem with what people are trying to do now with other people. They don't really tell... It's kind of contextually out of order. And I guess what that taught me yesterday is you can basically do that with anybody. If you take a public person, obviously as Mary Ellen is, and you take it out of context, your story's right. There's nothing in there that's untrue, but it's not really exactly what happened. So, just a word to the wise again, whatever you're reading about, whoever you're reading about, always pay attention to what's going on. And also, one thing to always pay attention to is if there's a lot of opinion in a story, the story is probably not right. Because if you are having such a strong opinion and such a strong reaction against somebody, chances are you're not writing the best story about them. So, just something to pay attention to. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So those are the two stories that I wanted to tell this morning. The story of the person I ran into, who most likely will be running for county commissioner if they can collect the signatures. And the Mary Ellen story, where context is king, as somebody once said. Context is king in a lot of these conversations. So, you know, important things to remember. All right, 740-383-9944. Well, I hope everybody's having a great day. You know, I have eaten out more this week. Maybe this has been a trend with me as of late. I think things have just been so extremely busy. I've been eating out far more than I normally would. But I'll tell you what, it's not bad. It's not bad. We've got a lot of good places in Marion if you want to go out and eat. There are plenty of good places where you can get a good meal and have a good time. And, you know, I think it's so important to get out with people. It's so important to go out with people and have a good time and, you know, just talk, which basically is what I've been doing as I've been eating out this week. So, just a heads up that that's a nice thing to do. And maybe if we talked a little bit more, we'd be a little bit nicer to each other as well. Now, we talked about the Ratliff trial. Well, it looks like it's going to get underway today. Does anybody have any feelings on that? 740-383-9944. So we have the Ratliff trial. We have what's going on with the city. Or anything else you might have an opinion on. If you want to talk about the cold weather. If you want to talk about anything. I'm always open to hear what the listening audience would like to talk about. But as I say, always beware of what you read, especially in the social media world. And hopefully, whatever situation the auditor's in, she is not too bothered by what people say. It, you know, you just have to write that off sometimes as people who don't know what they're doing, I guess is the best way to put it. People who just don't know what they're doing. Well, was it Maya Angelou years ago who said, hurt people, hurt people? I think that's kind of interesting. Hurt people, hurt people. I guess if you've been hurt in your life, your reaction is to lash out at others. And maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. I think it's kind of interesting when you look at the whole picture. Okay. Well, I'm getting a message from somebody who's out here listening this morning. They say they can't call in, but it's so telling about Marion that this man's opinion of Mary Ellen was entirely formed about Trump. Well, I've never heard this person say anything negative about Mary Ellen until yesterday, but basically it came from the idea that she had never said anything positive about Trump. So yeah, I think that's interesting. I think that's an interesting thing. And I just don't think Mary Ellen is the person you really want to be picking fights with at this point in her career and life. I'm not exactly sure why you want to do that. But again, I'm not going to say who said it. And I'm not going to do a story where you take it out of context. But this is the you're with me or you're against me attitude. You know, we see this so often. We don't have a very good, I don't even know what you would want to say. We don't have a very good track record when it comes to giving people a fair shake. It's you're with me or you're against me. You either agree with what I say or you don't. And constructive criticism is a whole lot different than just making it up as you go or saying something provocative to try to get people to pay attention. You know, these are not really the same things. And I wish people knew that. Some do. I think some people know. 27 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from people out there. In the listening audience, get filled in on what everybody believes and what people's thoughts are. But locally, you know, I think we're kind of in a standstill at this particular point. We're waiting to hear what the state auditor is going to say. Trying to solve the payroll problems in the city, which have generated a lot of attention in the last few weeks. Where do you go from here? I guess, where do you go from here? It's certainly interesting. Now, wonder how many people are going to end up running for county commissioner. Now, we certainly know Jason Schauber is, and we were told, I think during the Jason interview, that Ken Stiverson is likely to pull a petition, although I don't know that we can confirm that yet. We know that the person I ran into yesterday has pulled a petition. We'll see how that goes. Will there be any Democrats running for these positions? I don't know. You know, the Democratic Party has not done very well with that in recent times, having candidates run for positions. Now, I don't know what that reason is. I don't know if there's an issue in the party. I don't know if there is the idea that they can't win. I don't know. I would think that this particular year, with the way things are going statewide with the gubernatorial race and the Senate race with Sherrod Brown, I would think maybe it would be a little different for them, but I guess you never know. You know, I come back to the Ratliff case because I just, you know, with the trial, yeah, hopefully getting underway today after jury selection yesterday, it really is. It's almost a Shakespearean tragedy that this has ruined so many people's lives. And I guess the verdict will say something, but boy, I'll tell you, it really has hurt people who will never recover from this, who possibly might have had bright careers. I mean, a lot of these people, I think, had very good reputations prior to this. And now it looks as if it's all going downhill. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the Ratliff trial, the city of Marion, anything in general? Hey, I wonder if people got their real estate taxes. That's what we were talking about earlier in the week. I guess they were sent out from the treasurer's office. Might have been delayed because of the holiday on Monday. I don't know if people got their taxes or not. Feel free to give me a buzz and let me know. 740-383-9944. We certainly hope that they did. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I have a friend that lives out in the country, and she called me, and she said, did you get your taxes today? I said, no. She says, well, you make sure you pay attention, because they're not in an envelope like the taxes usually were. They almost look like junk mail.
Huh.
So she says, I wanted to call, and I said, no, I've been pretty good about opening every one of them and scratching out my pertinent information, you know. But she says, because I don't even think it was like where it was even postmarked, but she said her son went and brought the mail in, and he says, well, this is weird. And here it was, the real estate taxes. So just be aware that they don't look. Didn't they used to come in a green envelope or something?
Yeah, I think it was definitely something that was very noticeable.
Yeah, but she said that she got hers yesterday, but she said they were not. It almost looked like junk mail.
That's it. Well, what do you make of, I guess the treasurer says they've been mailed out, but I guess a little later this year, for whatever reason?
Who knows? Only in Marion. It's getting more pathetic all the time. And I tell you, I agree with everything Naomi says about Miranda. But if I was Miranda, I'd go and then I'd say, hey, guys, I got a ticket to out of here and I'm gone. Handle it.
Do you think that, as I sit there and watch it, as I was last night, do you think that city council has any idea how badly they come off when they talk about her?
Well, you think about it, all the rest of them sitting there and not even being giving her anything. And that if it were me, I wouldn't have been there for all this. I'd have been out of there. Handle it, guys. You got her under control.
Well, and I think that's what a lot of people are finally suggesting, because it's very difficult. And if what Naomi says is true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, you know, if Miranda is having a difficult time right now, and that's why she's not attending these meetings, people have to watch what they say.
Scott, for God's sakes, why would you go to be put on the spit and have them roast you like they do?
Well, yeah, and I think that's the problem, is that, as I said yesterday, if we keep up this attitude from people and we keep this social media attack, apparently I did not see that those stories on Miranda, but, you know, somebody saying she should go to jail and the our press charges or whatever it was, and the response from a city council person was, that's up to the state, or let the state handle that, you know, that's a little above and beyond where we need to be, and I'm seriously worried that somebody is going to commit suicide. Somebody's going to attack somebody. Somebody's going to threaten somebody and go to jail, because you cannot keep this up. I mean, you some people are not used to that.
Well, and then wasn't the budget director, the present budget director, wasn't she in Miranda's office?
Yes.
When this ADP come to in, and wasn't she trained the same time, however they were trained, if they were trained at all, I don't know. But it wouldn't take a college education to figure, hey, listen, go down there and we'll put you in that office for 6 months and see if things straighten out. Why is it? It's about us against her.
Yeah. Well, and I was just, now this is what's being posted on social media. I was just sent the thread. Now the question was, if she is removed, does that mean she could actually go to prison? And then somebody says, now that's a good question. Then the tabloid group that's operating this page says, we will research this. I'm not sure. Then Twyla, a city council person, goes, that will be determined by the Ohio Attorney General's office. I believe they will do an investigation.
What's there to investigate? I really don't know why she doesn't resign.
Well,
unless she just says they're not going to get the best of me.
Well, this is getting out of hand. And you know what? In Marion, I hate to say it because I've lived here all my life. I was born here. I'm a product of Marion. But I'm telling you what, with the way people are acting and all of this tabloid social media stuff, which I don't know where that vile attitude is coming from, this is making Marion look horrible. This is as horrible as we have looked in a long time.
Maybe it's because we bragged about being the friendliest city or the nicest city or the whatever city. Maybe it's backfiring.
Well, I don't even know what it's... Is it jealousy? Is it trying to avoid your own inadequacies? I just don't understand what people are doing, and I don't think they understand that when you do stuff like this, you look like fools, and we are starting to look very, very, very foolish in this town.
We're not starting to, because my son listens to the news, and he says, well, Marion made it again.
Yeah. And then we just gin it up locally. We don't even try to defend ourselves locally anymore. We just gin it up. We play on stories that aren't even true. Why in the world would you even get into something like that when we're talking about the auditor? Oh, well, could she end up in whatever they said? I don't want to misquote people, for God forbid, but...
Yeah.
You know, but basic.
Somebody grab a hold of that and carry it off.
Well, God knows things like that have been there recently. But, you know, can she actually go to prison? That's the quote. Could she actually go to prison?
Nobody. And instead of that, besides that, if you're sitting there on the council with her, would you hope that's the last thing that would happen?
Well, apparently Twyla, who's in that chain, doesn't seem to feel that way.
Well, I just don't... Once you're on the Finance Committee, are you always on the Finance Committee for there on and forever and ever?
No. You can be... That can be changed.
Now, wasn't Jason on it, and then did they take him off, or he went off?
You know, I don't remember exactly, but he was on it, yes. And I don't remember if he didn't want to be on that committee anymore, or if he was taken off. But there was a lot of kerfluffle at the start of 24 when that happened. I know Jason wanted to be on certain committees, and they didn't want him to be on certain committees, the people who did.
Oh, wonder why.
Yeah. Well, and that's a thing. You know, I just can't imagine that
it's
this...
Painful.
Yeah, it's It's embarrassing, and if the city the county, Marion in general, keeps looking bad, if you really want to build this place up, I'll tell you, this is not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it. I mean...
It kind of takes away from Love Your City, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It is the exact opposite of that, and I don't know why people don't understand that. I don't understand why people don't get... What is the gain? You know, okay, you don't like the auditor, you don't want her in that office, gotcha. Okay, well, you know, there's a proper way to handle that, and then there's just a catty showboat way to handle that. And for some reason, we just cannot get off the catty showboat negativity bandwagon. And I'll tell you, these people dumping this negativity into the water in Marion... I'll tell you, it's ugly.
Well, you know, it's shameful. It is a wonder Amanda even can add two and two.
Well, and then here we are now, apparently today, with the Ratliff trial starting. That's not going to be good news for Marion.
Well, and I don't know about anything about that, but if there would have been a lot of actual, they wouldn't have just turned him loose.
Well, and as I was saying earlier, you know, the problem is everybody's career is destroyed there, attached with that.
Right.
There are going to be no winners, and I don't know.
Scott that is accused of that, it doesn't matter if they were found not guilty. They will have to take that to their grave.
They will, and you know, that's the thing. You can throw those things out, but you know, they're part of you. So there they go. Here we go. And you know, I'm just amazed. And as I said earlier,
I'm ashamed.
Yeah. I mean it's getting there. It certainly is. And as I said earlier, you can twist a story. You know, I could have twisted that story about Mary Ellen and made that person look very bad. But you gotta stop this. This is not what we're here to do. You know, I'm not saying we have to be cheerleaders for this community. We need to report accurately.
If this is your home, yes, you do have to be a cheerleader.
Well, you should feel good about it.
Right.
And I don't know how people can feel good about it right now.
Well, and when everybody turns on the 6 o'clock news and say, well, I wonder what's going to Marion now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not, they love their city.
No, and unfortunately, I think time will look on this period as a very negative time. It'll look on it as a very unfortunate time for Marion. You know, it doesn't matter what happens at the voting box. It's history that looks back on these times.
Well, Scott, but you think about it. Sometimes that ghost never goes away.
Well, that's true.
People have long memories.
That people do. People do.
I feel sorry for. And if I was her, I'd file a charge of harassment against them.
Well, you know, she certainly has endured a lot. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but like I said, if you knew that they were doing that, would you be able to have common sense enough to get up in the morning and go to work?
Well, that's why when they...
Her kids.
Well, yeah, that's why when this whole thing comes up about, you know, oh, I want to meet with her in the office and we invite her to these meetings and so on and so forth. Well, after what? After you badmouth her for 90 minutes and give quotes to the newspaper about how awful she is? I mean, you think she wants to come to a meeting with you?
Yeah, boy, it's bad enough when you do it right out here in front of God and everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I can't imagine, you know, we certainly know they have thin skin down there, because when you say something negative about them, boy, they certainly don't like it.
Well, I wonder what happened, how they feel when they go to church on Sunday.
Well, maybe they need to think about that and what they learn on Sunday when they're at church.
But what I called for, really, is to pay attention to your mail.
Yes.
Because of... She said that the envelope almost looked like it was junk mail.
Yeah, that's important, and I'm glad you pointed that out, and hopefully let us know when you get them so we'll know when other people might expect them.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Scott. Have a good one.
Yep, take care. Bye-bye. All right, and again, phone lines are open. Now, we've been getting comments here online. By the way, call in if you're out there. We certainly like hearing from you. Got another comment here from a listener this morning. Justice has failed everyone. If there's really a victim, then Grogan failed to protect them completely by failing to move forward and handling it so badly. Moving forward against her wishes, etc. And there's no justice for the accused, no speedy trial. Tainted jury pool completely ruined this man's life. Guilty or innocent? That's one of our listeners this morning comment made from them. Go ahead, caller.
I got to kind of make this quick. I'm sitting in the doctor's office waiting to be called in. But Love your city.
There you go.
Some people we know after this life, they're going to be going to hell.
There you go. That's quick.
Hey, well, I shorter than that. You know, Amanda McGinnis.
Yes.
She was at the fruitcake toss, right?
I believe she was, yes.
I believe she was the one that actually came up and helped pass out donuts and cookies to the people and that. I'm pretty sure it was her. She kind of has wild hair. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's not straight. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so anyways, she came up and she assisted. I wish she would have said it was her. I'm pretty sure it was her. But if it was in fact her and she's listening, I've always meant to say thank you for helping out.
Well,
you know, this whole thing, it's unbelievable. These people can't stand up and look down on Marion from high and see the damage they're doing. Imagine if they would have funded Can Do. Who in their right mind would want to move to Marion? It's insane. It's like the Hatfield and McCoys. You never know when you're going to get winged or put out. It's just unreal. They have no sense that the world, not just Marion and not just the state, is looking at us. People that were maybe potential businesses to move into the community. Would you want neighbors like what we have with the administration? It's insane. There has to be a button, a switch somewhere that clicks and turns on the circuitry to get them to thinking, hey, let's roll up our sleeves. Let's help each other. Let's get out of this mess instead of continually pouring gasoline on the fire.
Well, it's a good point. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Again, phone lines are open. And again, we're getting the comments via social media this morning. So we certainly appreciate that. And I know there's some people who have some things to say, and the phone lines are now open. 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. What can you say? Again, nobody is saying you are not entitled to an opinion. You certainly can be entitled to your opinion. I just think that there's a proper way to handle that and a way that's not so much a proper way to handle that. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Just a couple quick points as I listened to your show this morning. I heard Ralph Smith say last night that the Republicans knew Robert Landon's qualifications and they chose to endorse him for the job. And then after he quit, they knew Miranda's qualifications and appointed her to the job. And then a second point is, you know, if Miranda's actions or inaction rise to the felonies and potential prison time, how would Robert Landon fare in the same court and standard? I think what we really need to be talking about is the vetting process of candidates. You know, do you want the same people who have picked these two people to pick somebody else? I mean, that's just how I think.
Well, it's an interesting point. Certainly is.
So, I got to go. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, and that's what we're all about here is questions. I think that's an interesting point. And it is true that Miranda ran for office the last time around, but she ran unopposed. And prior to that, she was appointed to the job by the Republican Party. Now, why did they do that? Because people have talked about her qualifications. I don't know. I don't know what the paperwork said that they got on her. I don't know. And again, I don't know how people feel about Robert Landon. I don't know. I don't know what the general feeling is there with him. You know, I guess you have to make your own decisions on these things. But here we are. You know, we're down the road. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, we are getting a message here that some people receive their property, real estate taxes, excuse me, yesterday. So there you go. All right. And again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. 9 minutes left in the program today, and I certainly think there are a lot of topics here that deserve to be examined. What's the look of the city? You know, there's always a lot of talk about image and branding and so on and so forth. Well, where are we when it comes to that? Where are we when it comes to that? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to jump on about property taxes.
Yes.
I did get mine yesterday, and the other caller's right. The envelope does look different. I wouldn't say it looks like junk mail. Up in the left-hand corner, it clearly says Marion County Treasurer, but it's different than what we've seen in years past. So
maybe saving some money on envelopes.
White envelope, blue writing, Marion County Treasurer. I mean, it's not tiny. You don't have to look. And we all know what it is at this time of year. But right. Yes, it is different than what we're used to seeing.
So what do you make of the last caller in the conversation last night about qualifications and who picked who and who was appointed and who resigned and so on and so forth?
I believe the next auditor of the city of Marion should be, dun-dun-dun, the state of Ohio.
Well,
we go from there.
It could
because
be.
Because honestly, who in this town in their right mind would volunteer for that? And at this point, anybody that volunteers for it, I would be suspect of their motives.
Well, you know.
And why would Miranda not run? Because I heard old Twyla saying, well, she ran for office again. Why would you give up your job that you were given? She was given that job. Why would you not stay in it? It's a good-paying job with good benefits. Why wouldn't you keep it?
Well, I'm still curious as to why nobody else ran. I mean, she ran as an independent.
Because it's a shit show, Scott, and nobody wants a part of it. And that's the reason why I said anybody that would step forward at this point in time, I would wonder why. Why is somebody willing to do it now? Now that it's such a mess and the state of Ohio is here. Because basically, I will put money on the fact the state of Ohio running our finances sooner rather than later. And people sitting in those jobs and those offices are going to be figureheads. You are going to write the checks that they allow us to write. That's it.
Well, and you know, what we need. Well,
that's
but what do
we need the hand holding right now.
You know, one thing about Mary, and I will say this, and we've certainly faced our troubles over the years, but yeah. When people heard you were from Marion, it wasn't always a negative. It wasn't always, you know...
Sir, how long have I been saying this? That I don't even tell people that I'm from Marion when I'm outside of town?
Right, but I mean...
It's a stigma.
Yeah, but in the last 2 years, it has become worse. I mean, we are going down the chute like nobody's business, and basically it's just all attitude. It's all attitude. It's all misinformation. It's all just people sniping with each other. It's almost like the person in charge of pencils doesn't want to talk to the person in charge of erasers. I don't understand this unbelievable negativity.
Egos.
Well, it could be egos, but do they not realize what damage they're doing to the image of this city, which is very important for businesses that would want to come here?
Our image was already questionable. Let's not pretend. When we got, at one point in time, the heroine is Marion's economy sign. Real quick, February 2023, was on a place called Anna Maria Island. It's a barrier island off of Tampa. Happened to be at a beachside restaurant, digging our toes in the sand. There were three tables from Ohio, Toledo, Marion, and Cleveland. And Toledo and Cleveland went before us when they said where they were from. We said Marion. And the words out of their mouth was, is it really that bad? Is it as bad there as they say it is? this is on an island in Florida, and people know Marion's reputation. I mean, granted, they were from Ohio, but Toledo and Cleveland know about Marion. So that was 2 years ago, and now we've broke out into a civil war at the city and county level, and you're right. No business is going to touch us, so we can all just stop pretending, oh, all we need is just some factory to come here. It is not coming. We need to clean up the mess we have, and then maybe we'll be appealing.
But what is the motive in the end? I mean, why do you
power.
Want that to...
I'm sorry. They want to be the king of the hill. And I don't know why this is the hill you would be proud of being king of in the condition that we're in. I want this to be a good town. My anger comes from the kid upstairs doing his homework right now that I know he graduates in 2028. He'll go off to tech school. He'll probably still live here. But a few years after that, he's leaving. There's going to be nothing left in 5 or 6 years for him worth staying here for. We've already all talked about moving to Tennessee when he's finished up his career training as a young adult and just leaving everything behind here. When I know people may hate me, but when you have families like us that pay their bills and love each other and keep their properties cleaned and maintained and stuff like that, when you have entire families leaving, who's going to replace us? Because we keep our neighborhood safe and clean. Are you going to get people that keep their neighborhood safe and clean? Are you guaranteed to replace us with those people?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. People can dislike each other, and people have done that for a long time. But one of the problems is right now, we are doing it in such a public way.
Mm-hmm.
And such a, I mean, they, you know, don't throw your dirty laundry in the street like this. And
don't accuse other people of felonies and talk about them possibly going to prison when you are an elected official.
I just don't know. It's really beyond me. And I guess this week, you know, you sit and you look at all this stuff, and you look at what social media has played in this. I mean, a lot of these things we learn from social media because people, I guess, pay attention to that. It's very, very, very odd. Why wouldn't you want to post something positive or at least something legitimate? I don't understand these holes that people go down.
Well, because if it bleeds, it leads, and I don't understand the whole conspiracy stuff. People love conspiracies. I don't. I like facts.
Well, bleeds, it leads is fine. I mean, I understand that people want to know about a shooting last night, but I don't understand why it's my interpretation of the shooting. That's the problem. You know, it's not just, okay, here was a shooting and here's what happens. It's, and this is what I believe happens even though I have no facts about it. But I'm just going to taint that up as bad as I can. I don't understand that.
No, I believe that City Hall needs to be careful what they're wishing for. They're thinking that they're just, when this whole big investigation that they've started now ends, that Miranda's going to be the only finger, the only person that's on the receiving end of the quote-unquote justice. And I think really what they did is just, in John Taffer World Restaurant, they opened up the doors and, or pulled back the doors and opened up the books is what they did, and then just gave the state reason to free-for-all. Now, I mean, nothing and no one is going to be saved, so I hope they know what they did to themselves.
And we go down the road here. Hey, thank you.
Take care, Scott.
All right, well, I appreciate the calls this morning, and I appreciate the comments through social media, and of course, we'll be back tomorrow morning and do this again Thursday. We're getting to the latter half of the week. How about that? Well, I hope everybody has a great day. Time to wrap this program up, get out of here, but I'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have another interesting discussion about the world turning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that.